My name is Katia Aurelian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Stephen R. Jenkins, STEVEN, middle initial R, last name JENKINS. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as obesity. Period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 31 from 22, creatinine of 1.3 from 1.1, and a GFR of 55 from 60. There has been a significant improvement in the proteinuria, with most recent urine protein to creatinine ratio of 322 milligrams from over 1,000 milligrams, period. The patient is currently taking Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, as well as Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, in milligrams daily. And we believe this significant improvement of the proteinuria is a result of those two medications. Period. He has also lost 10 pounds since the last visit, which is very helpful in his condition, and which is very helpful, which is very beneficial in the chronic kidney disease. Period. And which is very beneficial in the CKD. Period. We advise him to continue taking his current regimen. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. His electrolytes are stable. However, there is a slight decrease in the CO2, which is with a level of 18. Here, this slight decrease could be related to the patient's report of occasional diarrhea. His serum potassium and serum chloride are within normal limits, so we will continue to monitor for now. He has no urinary symptoms, period. The patient is hemodynamically stable, and we will continue to monitor. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled, with an A1C of 6.2%, period. We advise him to continue his current regimen and decrease his intake of simple carbohydrate, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with a blood pressure of 105 over 56, period. He has lost 10 pounds since the last visit and weighs 221 pounds today, period. This weight loss definitely positively impacts his blood pressure readings, period. We encourage him to continue a low-sodium diet of 2 grams in 24 hours, fluid restrictions of no more than about 50 to 60 ounces in 24 hours, and to continue his current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 252, period. The patient admits to eating junk food such as potato chips and french fries, period. We encourage him to decrease his intake of simple carbohydrates and foods that are high in cholesterol and saturated fats, as well as overall alcoholic intake, period. Continue with the current dose of simvastatin, 40 milligrams, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, proteinuria, trace proteinuria of 322 milligrams. Wait. proteinuria, non-selective proteinuria of 322 milligrams is seen in the most recent labs. And as previously stated in number one, this is due to his intake of Kerendia, Farxiga, as well as the irbesartan, which he takes, period, continue the current dosage of these medications. And continue current dosage of these medications, period. We emphasize plant-based diet, devoid of processed foods, and period. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 34.7. He weighs 221 pounds today. We recommend continued weight loss via the recommended plant-based diet and increased physical activity. Continue with the current regimen, period. Next line. Post-obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We advise the patient to contact the office if he experiences any unusual symptoms or has any concerns regarding his kidneys, period. And